Hey, we're back. Sitting next to me is 3rd District Congressman Jim Banks. And can you drop for everybody what just got dropped? You just got a news break on your phone. And what is it?
I was just reading that former Indiana Senator Joe Donnelly, who Mike Braun defeated a couple of years ago,
handily,
is going to be nominated to be the ambassador to the Vatican by President Biden.
Is that right?
Now, I'm a partisan Republican, but that's a good job for Joe, and I'm sure he will do very well in that job.
It's kind of cool having a Hoosier at a prestigious thing like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They were going to perhaps nominate Nancy Pelosi, but she can't even take communion right now, so that's a problem. So
perhaps.
Yeah, but that. So there you go. How are things?
They're going okay. It was a really bad week in Washington for Nancy Pelosi last week.
Bad week for her. Bad week for the president. When the jobs numbers hit, I almost found myself going, poor Joe. I mean, he's had a horrible week.
Yes.
Nancy's had a horrible week. And this isn't just partisanship saying, oh, we're so much better than they are. They've had a horrible week.
Yeah. Every day that goes by that they don't pass this socialist spending spree and the reconciliation bill is a good day for America.
No, that's exactly right. Can they pass it? I'm of a mind. I've been looking at county numbers. I'm not sure they can pass it.
Well, we're going to continue to fight back and do everything we can to prevent them from passing it. And part of blocking this fake infrastructure bill from passing, because it's linked to the reconciliation bill, was a big win last week in preventing it. But here's what I think will happen, Pat. You know, Senator Joe Manchin gets a lot of attention. But by the way, he always does the wrong thing.
Yeah.
The media plays him up. Right. He always does what the Democrats tell him to do. But at some point, they'll come back and he'll say, okay, I'm not going to do $3.5 trillion, but I'll do $2.2 trillion. But here's what all of your listeners should know. It's a gimmick.
Yeah.
It's a lie.
Yeah.
Because they'll still spend the same amount of money. They'll just spend it for fewer years.
Yeah.
So they'll create more entitlements, more social programs, and maybe they'll just spend, it'll be 4 years instead of 5 years. And then once you create a new entitlement, as you know, it's hard to unwind it.
Yep.
And they know that.
And that's why when they came with this one bill, when McConnell said, no, it's not just the time of this extension. We need a dollar amount. Because if you just do it by time, you can spend whatever you can spend in that period of time, and you've done nothing.
That's right. This is the worst bill ever brought to the floor of the Congress, this $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill. Pat, it won't send us down the path to socialism. It will make America a socialist country overnight if it passes, and that's why we have to block it.
I can't believe that in this day and age, when it's so easy for us to see everywhere around the world, that you could look at a Cuba, you could look at a Venezuela, look anywhere where the types of policies that we're trying to shove through in Washington was ever put in place elsewhere, that it ever worked. It never works, and we're taking the greatest nation on the planet, Congressman, the best country ever, and we're willing to risk it for things that have never worked anywhere else. They won't work here either.
Well, that's exactly right. It makes my blood boil to think about what these Democrats want to do to our country. I mean, fundamentally destroy it. I told somebody today, I never thought I would go to Washington as a member of Congress and serve with people who fundamentally hate America and what America stands for.
Yeah.
And how America was founded, the greatness of this country. But these socialist Democrats really want to change America, not for the better.
Yeah. When you see things like out of what comes out of the squad, for example, every time I see a member of the squad and the idiocy that comes out of their mouth, and it's always linked with hatred of somebody in America or just America in general, you know, and I'm like, if you hate it that much, how about next election you run for a seat down in Cuba? Huh. I mean, go where you love it and it's what you want. I don't want you to bring that mess here. And the media just fawns all over them, and I'm so tired of it. I'm genuinely tired of it.
Yeah, I am too. But again, that's why we're fighting back. And Pat, I am more hopeful than ever that we're going to win back the House majority next year. In fact, I don't have a doubt in my mind that's going to happen. It's just a question by how much. I think what I'm seeing, I've been all over Indiana, I've been all over the country. I'm seeing a movement building up in this country to take our country back from these radicals, and it's going to culminate in the next election. you had Rick Scott here. Rick Scott is leading the campaign arm and went back to the Senate, and I think he's got a pretty good shot at doing it.
Yeah, I do too.
So we went back to the House and the Senate. We can save this country, and then 2 years later, we went back to the White House.
Well, and also, and I heard somebody this week saying, look, if you want to stop Joe Biden, here's how you do it, and it's get back the House and get back the Senate. So there could be a stopgap for what's going on there. You know, there needs to be a body of people in D.C. that still love the country first, and even their party, even Republicans, second.
Yes.
But this stupid agenda last, and they've got to stand up to it. Anything he throws out there, it's like the Senate and the House go, oh, okay. You know, and it's not okay. These are real dollars. You're talking about real people. You're talking about real mandates against people to do something that they're not constitutionally required to do. And if that stands, if this vaccine mandate stands, what else will they mandate? Because they say, we'll never do this again.
They can get away with anything.
Yeah. If we can do it here, we can do it elsewhere.
Yeah. But here's the deal, though. Just to recap last week. Last week was proof that Bernie Sanders controls the Democrat Party, not Joe Biden.
Yep.
Early in the week, Bernie Sanders tweeted and told House Democrats not to vote for the fake infrastructure bill until they allow the $3.5 trillion socialist bill to pass first. He tweeted that. So things got really bad for the Democrats. What did they do? They brought Joe Biden to their House Democrat meeting to convince them to vote for it. And he came out of the room convincing them not to vote for it.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was for Joe. I don't know if Joe Biden knew what he was even there for. He was supposed to convince them to vote for it. And they all decided not to vote for it after hearing from Joe Biden. It's because Bernie Sanders controls the Democrat Party today. It is a party made up of socialist Democrats who control the party. This is not your grandpa. Democrat Party.
No. I saw a video 2 weeks ago. Joe Biden had just gotten off the helicopter, and they were walking him back to the Oval Office. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but he's going along the sidewalk that's outside the West Wing, and there's a place where the sidewalk turns to go under that portico, and then you go into the office. Well, there's a Secret Service guy ahead of him, and he stopped and turned and pointed to the sidewalk, and Joe was coming. So then the Secret Service guy turned around and walked on the grass to get ahead of him. Joe just followed him on the grass. And I'm like, this guy has no idea where he is. You know, he doesn't know if he's on the grass or the concrete. And somewhere near him is a guy that's got a briefcase with the nuclear button. I mean, that scares the crud out of me.
Yeah. Donald Trump was the Energizer Bunny, right? Yeah. I mean, he was always on the go. He hardly ever slept. And now we have Joe Biden, who I think he probably sleeps more than he doesn't. I mean, he's asleep at the wheel.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. If he could, he would be trying to lead the country from his basement in Delaware. I mean, that's what he'd be doing.
He would rather be in Delaware than in the White House. For a guy that spent his entire life trying to get to the White House, he does everything that he can now to stay away from it.
Yeah, well, I think he's kind of shot his wad, if you would. I think he's kind of gone the full length. I just don't know that there's anything left in the tank. And if the answer is, because we all heard, well, he'll just be there for a couple of years. They'll get him to step aside. Kamala can come up. She's the worst vice president in my memory. I mean, the woman, where is she? She's hiding.
She is dangerous. She's radical. She's ideologically even further to the left than Joe Biden is. And Joe Biden is the most left-wing president that we've ever had. So it would be dangerous if she ever assumed the position of president. But I believe that she'll be easy to beat if she's the Democrat nominee in 2024. So America's not going to continue to go for this.
She would not get the sympathies that some people still want to lay in front of Joe Biden. Well, he's trying. He's old. He's served us for years. Okay, they don't love Kamala like that, even on the Democrat side.
Mm-hmm.
She's not like the favorite daughter.
If they did love her, they would be doing everything they could to get rid of Joe Biden for the catastrophe that he's created. But they don't like Kamala Harris either.
No, and I think they're afraid for Kamala, because I always thought Kamala might go out to California and try to do something about being governor out there, but then the whole recall fell apart, because that would have been sweet. If she would have gone back to California, go ahead and mess them up. That's fine. They're messed up anyway, you know. But I'm not really sure where things go, but let me just close by saying I totally agree with you. The only nearsighted hope we have is to get a House and a Senate that can function as a roadblock, an oversized speed bump to the policies of Joe Biden. Because if we don't, I'm terrified what he'll try to do in the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. But here's the deal, Pat. I mean, I'm out stumping for my Republican colleagues in tough districts and candidates who are running to defeat Democrats, help us win the majority. And it's exciting. It's exciting out there when you travel around the country and see the movement of Americans who are rising up to take back this country. And tonight, the Allen County Bean Dinner is a great example of it. You got a huge crowd showing up. And a big part of this crowd at this Republican event tonight in Allen County, a lot of these people have never been to a Republican event before. And I see it everywhere I go in Northeast Indiana.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are moms. They're moms who are angry about what's going on in our schools, what they're doing to our kids. The federal government, the attorney general this week said they're going to use the power of the federal government to go after moms. They call them domestic terrorists because they're showing up and protesting at school board meetings. And that these moms are going to fight for their kids. You know what those moms are like.
Oh, yeah.
And they're getting involved for the first time. They're going to help us take back this country.
Well, you're sitting right now. About an hour ago, Holly Sullivan, who's the Secretary of State for Indiana, was sitting right there. And she told me the whole reason she's doing what she's doing is because she's a mom. She said, I needed to know that we had a better state and a better country and a better future to hand my children. You know, and that's where it's at.
That's what it's all about.
That is. Thanks so much.
Great to be with you, Pat.
Yeah, and
we'll see you next week.
I told Senator Young and Senator Scott, first time I met Senator Scott, but I put the onus on him. They have to sign an affidavit tonight. You're going to have to sign the same thing to tell Kim what I did not eat at the dinner later tonight.
Because I'm with you.
Yeah.
Whatever that dessert is, I'm going to start with it.
So, see, I can't even have it. So there you go. Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you, Pat.
As always, good to see you. Best
Thank
to Amanda
you.
And the girls.
You got it. Have
there
a good
you go.
Podcasts by Federated Media.